Thank you. Thank you. Thank all of you for joining us tonight. My name is Michelle Thibodeau, and I've been with Sunrider for 14 wonderful years. What we decided to do, first let me say, tonight is our regular scheduled product call. In January, we use this call to focus on the weight management line, because we know that that's a part, weight management is a part of New Year's resolutions for so many of us. And then with February, we thought, it being Valentine's month and many people will be sharing gifts with loved ones, everybody loves Condescent. And so we wanted to talk about Condescent tonight. And, you know, whether you're in the heat of Mississippi or Australia, for that matter, or experiencing a little bit of a chill here in Chicago or maybe across the East Coast in Canada, regardless of the weather, we need to take good care of our skin. So our special guest tonight is one of our regional Condescent advisors from Fort Lauderdale, Florida, Ms. Maria McHugh. Maria has been in the beauty industry now. She's been an active participant in this industry for over 23 years. She's a licensed cosmetologist, a skincare specialist, and makeup artist. Maria has done hair and makeup for both print and film productions, so she knows what she's doing. She's managed beauty retail stores. She's even trained salons in retailing hair care, skin care, and personal care products. So she knows what's out there. Now, Maria regularly attends international hair shows and skincare conferences, and just keeping up with the trends in the industry. With that, you know, Maria knows the other products that are out there on the market and how Condescent compares. And so I'm happy to give you Maria McHugh tonight, telling you why she uses Sunrider, why she promotes Sunrider, and why we want to use truly the best skincare products in the world. So, Maria, take it away.
Thank you so much, Michelle. I'm really excited to be on the call tonight, and I just absolutely love Condescent. Condescent is one of my favorite topics to talk about. And the first thing I'd like to say is that as we progress in this call, I'm going to try to make it a little interactive, even though people can't talk on the line. But if you grab a piece of paper and pencil, I think as we start talking about some of the benefits and so forth of some of the products, that if you have a little piece of paper and pencil, you can write some notes, and I'll give you some little key phrases to remember the products by. Now, tonight's call is for those wanting to learn more about Condescent and how to use them and the benefits of the products. And particularly, we're going to talk about a simple pack that I've designed that makes for a great gift or a great way to get started on Condescent personally, and I call it the Facial Care Pack. And I think by grouping things together in simple packages, it makes the understanding of what we're doing and why we're doing it and how to do it really easy. And it gives people a very simple sequence of packs to consume and get to know in terms of the products of Condescent. And I think the Facial Care Pack is a wonderful, great foundation skincare regimen for anybody to start with. And I refer to it as a spa treatment for your face. It's wonderful. Now, what I'd like to do, because I know some of the people may be new to Condescent and some other people may have heard some other information before, but I want to do just a quick review of some of the reasons why Condescent is so different and it makes it the highest quality products on the market today. And the first thing I usually always talk about to people is the philosophy of regeneration. Dr. Chin, just the same way that he's approached our nutritionals and so forth, he gives the same approach to our Condescent line. And the philosophy of regeneration says that we want to empower the body, both on the inside and the outside, to take care of itself and to stay healthy and balanced. And the one thing that really attracted me to Dr. Chin and Sunrider is when I heard him start to speak about that the skin is the largest organ of the body, and he honors the skin as that, just like you would think of the heart or the liver or the kidneys and so forth. So people don't look at the skin as that, as a living organ, but it really is. And actually, it's one of the most critical organs that we have in regards to its the first line of defense for our immune system. And we hear a lot about people in society, friends and family, that they're having more and more challenges with their immune system and their health and stress. Well, the first thing that we want to do is make sure that we're putting a good line of defense of the body, and that starts with the skin. It's always the skin, too, in the years that I've been in this industry, and I've seen a lot of different things. You know, the skin, as we come to find out, is an interrelated organ, too. You know, sometimes there's things that are going on with our health or because we're under stress and we have imbalances inside, and we see that start to precipitate or manifest on the outside. You know, you may hear of eczema and psoriasis and boils and blemishes and rashes and et cetera. All these things I've come to see. And the two things that I've come to understand is, number one, it could be caused from a balance on the inside, but also most people don't think about that sometimes because we apply inferior products or harmful ingredients on our skin on the outside, that may too affect the imbalances that are going on inside the body. So we want to look at health, and we want to look at wellness, and also we want to look good so we can also pay attention to that outside. These were some other reasons that attracted me so much to Candescen. So one of the things that I try to establish with people, because in the beauty industry and with skincare products, it can become quite confusing, especially when it comes to ingredients. And as I've done research and explored different product lines and so forth, I found an article, and it was it's an article that's been around for a while, but the principles that it talks about have not changed, and it's still the same. And this was an article called Beauty Pride and Pig Grease that I just want to share with you. Maybe some of you have not heard this before, but I think the information is really important. And it was written by Sandy Mitchell, a PhD. And here I will quote the article to you. It says, "Are we still the naive nation we once were? I think not. Until recent years, we meekly developed the customs of being followers and did not question the integrity of our leaders, especially those who have set themselves up as protectors of our health." Now, we would consider that people like the FDA. It said, "Has the pendulum now swung the other way? Have we now become a nation of suspicion? I think so, and with good reason. Not necessarily because we enjoy being watchdogs, but because of self-preservation. One case in point in which millions are directly involved on a daily basis are rendering plants. Not many have ever heard about a rendering plant, let alone know what products gain their origin from these plants. Have you ever noticed a dead dog, cat, skunk, or possum that's been killed on the highway? Well, a rendering plant is a collection center for all kinds of dead animals. Carcasses of every variety are hauled to the plant daily. Huge supplies of decaying bodies come from everywhere, including farms where disease has decimated herds of swine, cattle, and other domestic animals. Now, here's a sickening thought. At the plant, the bodies are dumped together into a huge cooking pot, which generates intense heat. After a certain period of cooking, the bodies are subjected to a process of extreme pressure in order to extract the fat from the bones, skins, etc. Old cooking grease picked up from restaurants is also added into the pot. It is the rendered fat which constitutes the final product of the plant. Now, one can imagine the horrible stench of the diseased and decaying conglomeration of cooking carcasses. But the thing that astonished me the most is the way in which the extracted grease is utilized. The great majority of the product is sold for women's makeup and skincare, especially to manufacturers of lipstick and eye makeup. Some of the most prestigious cosmetic companies in the world are the chief customers of rendering plants. Anyone looking at the elegant ads portraying glamorous models wearing beautiful makeup would never suspect even a hint of the refined, colored, and properly perfumed oil being derived from skunk, possum, or pig. Now, how much of this abominable blend do you suppose has been ingested into the body from the lips and the pores of the skin? Should we not be aware of the content, not only what enters the mouth, but also what soaks in through the pores of the skin? Now, I often quote that article because I think it's so powerful. A lot of the skincare product and makeup products lines that are available today, they have animal byproducts in them, things that are derived from these leftover waste materials from the part of animals that are not for human consumption. And the reason I bring this up is we have gotten more information over the years for things like mad cow disease. And there was an article that was printed in regards to bans on skincare products in Asia and from the European product lines because they were afraid that the skincare products may potentially be infected with mad cow disease because a lot of those product lines contain animal byproducts. And the point being to all of this is we do not have to worry. When we're using Candescen products, there are absolutely no animal proteins, no animal oils, or animal byproducts that you're going to find in our skincare line. It's all a plant-based line. I always say it's like a vegetable salad on your face. I don't have to worry about if I'm putting pig grease on my face. And one of the reasons I say this, too, is because when you start to use the skincare on your skin, you're automatically, in the first application, you're going to notice a difference in the quality. The next point in terms of why Candescen, there's no pore clogging ingredients involved. And a lot of other companies are going to use things like a mineral oil or lanolins or petroleum byproducts in their products as the base. And why do they use them? Because these type of raw ingredients are very, very inexpensive. And Dr. Chin uses something like a squalane oil. And squalane oil is extremely expensive, but of high value to our skin. It's just one of the most compatible things that we can utilize. And that's why when we put the skincare on the face or the makeup on our face, we don't feel like we have anything on our face. One of the biggest complaints that I've always heard from clients is that, oh my gosh, I just feel like I have so much stuff on my face, I just want to go home and wash it off. Well, you're never going to feel that way with the Candescen lines. We have remarkable amounts of natural ingredients, such as vegetable-based proteins, herbal extracts, and again, that squalane oil, which is derived from the virgin pressing of olives. It's extremely healing to the skin as well. It acts as an antibacteria, so it helps to kill just the bacteria from the environment. So the other thing is high concentration. The Candescen skincare is highly concentrated, so a little bit goes a long way, and I feel it gives us the greatest value for our dollars. And when you start to do comparisons in skincare lines and cosmetics, a lot of the products are not cheap. I mean, people are paying very high dollars for products in the department stores or in salons. And in my own comparisons, I have not found the same value that we can get when we buy the Candescen. Also, natural fragrances is important because I think a lot of people are sensitive. The more people that are sensitive, that sensitive to fragrances and so forth, I have found those people can utilize and use the Candescen skincare makeup with having no sensitivities and so forth. And another really big point, and I think as somebody who's sharing Sunrider with you, they can show you a pH test and to show you how the Sunrider products are properly pH'd for your skin. And that makes a huge difference in not having dry or dehydrated skin and so forth. So the results of all the points that I've talked about is that you get a real significant difference immediately when you start using the skincare products. So let's get into the specifics of the items in the facial care pack. Now grab that piece of paper and that pen. Now it's time for that. And I'm going to have you jot down just a couple of little initials on a piece of paper. And the first thing, I want you to put a big C on the paper. And then just going down the page, if you put a big asterisk, then you put a B, and then you put an N. And then another little asterisk underneath that. And these initials are going to stand for the different things that the products are going to do and the benefits that they're going to give our skin. So let's start with cleanse. The first thing that we want to do is we want to cleanse the skin properly. And one of the great things that Dr. Chin did is he gave us a two-step cleansing process. The first one is cleansing cream. in the cleansing cream, I always use a visual of if you took a glass of water and you put water in the glass and then you put a little bit of olive oil on top, you're going to see that chemically these two ingredients do not mix together well, and you'll see that the oil will sit at the top. And your skin is made up of oil and water. And your oil likes to sit on the top of your skin, and that helps to insulate the skin. It's a real important part because people say, oh, I want, you know, I've got oily skin or I've got dry skin. Really what you have is skin that's out of balance because we want both of those ingredients in the proper combination, oil and water. So cleansing cream is going to remove the oil-based impurities, and also it's a great way at the end of the day to remove your makeup. So it's a wonderful gentle cream. It's very moisturizing at the same time that it is cleansing. So cleansing cream would be the first product that we're going to use. The second thing that we're going to do, if we think back to that glass of water, we're going to now go deeper into the pore and we're going to clean the water-based impurities. And we can use the warm facial scrub. That's my favorite, the Oilin warm facial scrub. And the reason I like the warm facial scrub is because when you apply it to your face, it has a gentle warming sensation. And what that does is it starts to open the pores so the skin can be more deep cleansed. It also has something that people may be familiar with, a term called alpha hydroxys. And those are gentle acids that help to exfoliate the dead tissue off of the face to keep the younger, more youthful, glowing skin at the surface. Another benefit of the warm facial scrub is that it has microencapsulated jojoba beads. And that's really nice. Some of the other scrubs on the market have more harsher ingredients to act as the exfoliant in the product. But Dr. Chin uses those jojoba beads, so not only do you get the benefit of exfoliation, but you also, again, are moisturizing the skin at the same time. So what I like to do with the warm facial scrub, I like to tell people, use about the size of maybe a dime or so, and mix that with some water and emulsify it as you massage it onto your face. And then to remove it, you just want to splash on water to rinse it off, and then take a washcloth to get the residue of it off as well. And you're going to see, both with the cleansing cream, you remove it with a washcloth, and then again for the warm facial scrub. And I like to use the opposite sides of the washcloth for each product. You're going to start to see the dirt, the makeup, and the residue come off very, very effectively with those. And at this point, usually when I'm working with somebody new, I'll say, okay, now just feel your face. You've just done that cleansing process, that two-step cleansing process, and their skin, just from those two steps, starts to feel very fresh and very clean, unlike just using your basic cleanser from other product lines. So that takes care of the first step, the cleansing part of our skincare routine. And then once a week, because in the facial care pack, I've recommended that we start with the revitalizing mask. The reason is that I kind of explain the mask as like, you know, a snake that sheds its skin. Our skin is constantly sloughing off. So once a week, you want to apply the facial, the revitalizing mask to your skin, and you kind of apply it like the old Elmer's glue. You paint it, finger paint it on your skin, and then allow it to dry, and then it's going to be simple to just kind of peel it off. And your skin is going to just be breathing so much more freely and just feel so fresh. It also helps to bring the blood to the surface of the skin. So once a week, right after our cleansing, we're going to do the revitalizing mask. The next step is that B. We're going to balance and tone the porosity and the pH of the skin. And the product that I like to do that best with is the Candescent Balancing Splash. And it's really simple. You just apply that to a cotton pad, and then you just wipe that all over your face. It also finishes the cleansing process, so you may see that if you haven't really, especially when you first start, you may have some buildup of dirt from other products that you're using and so forth. It will slowly finish the cleansing process, and as you continue using the Candescent line, you're going to see less and less that residue that you might see on that cotton pad as you use the Balancing Splash. It's very gentle. A lot of the other toners or astringents on the market are very harsh. They use harsher alcohols and so forth, and it's very, very dehydrating to the skin. I like to use the visual of like a sponge. If you have a sponge that's very dry, that represents dry skin. If you oversaturate a sponge, that would represent oily skin. With the Balancing Splash, you get just enough moisture in that sponge, so it's not too wet and it's not too dry. It just balances the porosity perfectly. The next step that we're going to do is we're going to now start to nourish the skin. And when I speak about nourishing, I'm talking about adding the moisture back into our skin to moisturize. And the visual that I like to use is a watermelon. And if you think of a watermelon and you cut it open, the watermelon has a lot of wetness to it, and it's nice and moist, and that's how we want our skin to be. Youthful skin has a lot of moisture to it. And what happens, though, if we were to cut that watermelon open and just leave it on the counter all day, it's going to start to dehydrate. So the first thing that we want to do with the skin is we want to use the Oil-In Deep Moisture Lotion. We can also use the regular Deep Moisture Lotion, but I prefer the Oil-In Deep Moisture Lotion. It's an advanced moisturizing formula, and it represents applying the moisture content back into the skin, nourishing the skin with those types of nutrients that penetrate deep into the pores. And it makes for a wonderful, wonderful soft and supple feeling to the skin. And you can use that all over the face and on the neck and so forth. And that is another little tip to use with that, because it's so concentrated, sometimes I just say to people, when you apply the deep moisture lotion, just add a little bit of water to your fingertips as well, and that allows it to you to disperse the deep moisture lotion over your face more evenly. So basically, we've gone over what we call the basic steps of nourishing, balancing, and cleansing. Let's do a little review. We cleanse with the oil and cleansing cream. We then can do the deep pore cleansing with warm facial scrub. Once a week, we're going to then do the revitalizing mask. And then we're going to add our balancing splash to balance the porosity of the skin with a cotton pad. And the last basic step is we're going to nourish the skin with the oil and deep moisture lotion. Now, the last item in the facial care pack is the Oil-In Replenish. And the Oil-In Replenish is what I call crinkle relief. And I use a little visual of, think about if you took a very wrinkled shirt and you started ironing out the crinkles. Well, that's the same thing that Replenish will help to do around the eyes and lips. Not only is it going to protect your eyes and lips from getting wrinkled, if they've already gotten a little crinkles there, usually that's from dehydration and not using the proper moisturizing around the eyes and lips, it helps to smooth out those fine lines and crinkles. And Replenish is probably one of my favorite products overall. It leaves your skin so silky. It's a wonderful product to actually demonstrate on the back of someone's hand if you're sharing Candescent with somebody. It's just an instant reaction. It's an instant experience of the quality of the products of Candescent. So I call it the saran wrap or the crinkle relief around the eyes and lips, and it's the liquid gold of Sunrider, I call it. So Replenish is just wonderful, wonderful, wonderful to use. And don't be alarmed, ladies. You got to hide that in the cabinet, because if your husband gets a hold of it, he'll probably use up more of the jar than you will, because we all like the results of not having the little lines and wrinkles around our eyes and lips. So that goes over the main ingredients of the facial care pack. It's a simple way to begin exploring the Candescent line. Every product makes sense in terms of it has a certain benefit and function, and it's what I call the foundation pack to begin with. Then from there, you can then branch out and explore some of the other products associated with Candescent. But one of the things I love, especially where they have little trial sets and so forth that you can give out as gifts, it's a wonderful way, especially for Valentine's Day. Men just can't think of what to get for women, and you know, even for men too, you can enjoy, give a man in your life a replenish jar of replenish. They will love it as well. But it makes for great gifts. But mostly, we all work very hard. We have stressful lifestyles. And I say that the least that you possibly can do is that you can take 3 minutes at night and 2 minutes in the morning, and you can pamper yourself, because we all certainly deserve it. Okay, Michelle, do you have any other questions that you'd like me to go over or points?
Excellent, excellent. Thank you for that, Maria. You're always so good. I was trying to think of questions that some of our guests and brand new distributors may have, and didn't come up with much, y'all, so sorry about that. That's probably because I've been using Condescent myself for so long. But one of the things you mentioned that I really like, you said you use both sides of the washcloth, mm-hmm. and certainly a great habit. Could you share with everybody what type of washcloth?
Well, what I have found to be the best is ideally you want to just find a plain white washcloth, usually 100% cotton and so forth, because people don't realize that sometimes if you use maybe a fancy washcloth or a colored one, the dyes and so forth can affect the sensitivity to your skin. And also I like to use a white washcloth because then you can really start to see what's coming off your own skin, because even if we don't wear makeup, just the atmosphere in general is getting so polluted today that you could actually wear just skincare on your face, and at the end of the day, you're going to have residues of dirt and so forth just from the air and the toxins that are within it in this day and age. And that's another reason why we absolutely have to be using a good quality skincare regime, because we need skin protection. The environment and the ozone layers have gotten to the point that we absolutely need to protect our skin on a daily basis. And the Condescent line is the best way to do that.
Great, great. Thank you. And then one other question, this is one that I've gotten a number of times. I'm African American. Some of you probably can tell that from my voice, and from Louisiana. And often, I'm asked the question, well, is this product good for African Americans? Would you like to speak to the quality of our products for all people, Maria?
Absolutely. You know, the basic... our skin, no matter what ethnic group we come from, there's common foundation principles or qualities that we all have. And what you'll find is usually it's the product lines that most people are using, or the common soaps and different shampoos and so forth that we use, that bring our skin more out of balance. So whether you consider yourself somebody with dry skin or oily skin, or you're African American or Asian or any type of skin, one of the beautiful things that you'll find by using the Condescent line, its main focus is to bring your skin into balance. That's why we don't say, oh, this is for oily skin or this is for dry skin, because the objective of the Condescent line is to bring the skin back into balance. And I have worked with many different people with different backgrounds, and I have found that there's always been great success with all the people that I've dealt with in using the Condescent line.
Excellent. Thank you, Maria. I know Dawn would be proud. Thank all of you for listening in with us tonight. It's been a great evening. Share these the facial care pack and any of the Condescent products with your loved ones this month. And especially take care of yourself. You probably could hear in Maria's voice as she shared, I want you to know Maria has a real passion for teaching people and mentoring people in how to look good, feel great, and make money. And that's what tonight's call has been about. Thank you all for joining us. Do join us again every Tuesday and Thursday, 8 o'clock. That's my time. Same time, same phone number. Thank you. Thank you, Maria. Good night.
Good night.